Good morning. This is Marco with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, May 9th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down 5.25 cents, July wheat down 5.5 cents, and July beans down 8 cents. Crude oil is currently down 45 a barrel. The dollar's just down a tick or two. Metals are mixed. Dow Jones looks to open up about 250 lower at the moment. Obviously, there's no trade deal so far. The tariffs go on at 12:01 tonight, so 1 minute after midnight. There's been all kinds of rhetoric from the Chinese and the Americans. It's hard to know what to believe out here, but we don't have a deal as we speak right now, so that's putting on the pressure. Export sales were lousy. The beans were a net reduction of 149 for this year. We did sell 295 for next year, so a net of about 150. Corn couldn't have been worse, 287. Wheat was about a little bit lower than expectations at 500,000. We did sell 369,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. That's most likely the Chinese trying to get something bought before any more sanctions go on. We sold 107 corn to Colombia, so a little bit of export business here, but not enough to make a big difference, in my opinion. The beans couldn't fill the gap after the third day, and usually that's pretty bearish, and down we go here today to new lows. So nothing looks particularly good out here. We need to see something positive on a trade front. The odds, apparently, for most experts, are 50-50 that we'll actually get something done by tomorrow. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Roll the dice if that's what you want to do. We've got the supply and demand report tomorrow. That should be a little bit negative overall. I don't see that being anything positive. So I don't see what's going to rally this market without a trade deal. Without a trade deal, beans are going to 780, corn's going to 330, wheat's going to $4. So maybe even lower. So, it's a sad day in agriculture out here. We need some help. If we don't get it in a trade deal, I don't know where these markets go. But we need something to turn this thing around to get the funds to cover their short positions. And I don't see anything that's going to scare them in today. If we get the trade deal, that might do it. If we see something positive tomorrow on the reports, that certainly would help. But right now, it looks pretty glum out here. Of course, it always looks worst before the sun comes out. So hopefully that's the case here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.